No, six games in the championship this year for Kerry and only one on free-to-air television. The fourth game is this weekend, Tyrone against Kerry in Croke Park on GAA Plus. That's one of the issues I spoke to Martin Lean, PRO of the Kerry Supporters Club, about shortly before coming in. First of all, I asked him about Saturday and just how good a day it was for Kerry supporters in Killarney.
Yeah, definitely. It was a fantastic victory, Jerry, and I suppose, you know, we were going in there, what to expect, you know, from the team, I think, but they're really king of trumps and a great display there, you know, fantastic football. And look, we are where we want to be inside an All-Ireland quarter final next weekend, and that's what it's all about. And try and progress our road for bringing back Sam again.
Yeah, it's another weekend of football, and it's in Croke Park this time. Tickets go on sale at 12 noon today. Do you think there'll be a big demand from the Kerry faithful?
Yeah, I think so. And going according to just yesterday, the amount of calls that we have got already for our buses, you know, it's unbelievable at this stage. Normally, to be towards the end of the week, but I think people are booking in time. They want to get on the buses and they want to get organised to hit for Croke Park. And I would expect that we would have a very big attendance from Kerry supporters in Croke Park on Sunday. Or Saturday, sorry.
Yeah, on Saturday and Saturday evening. 6:15, look, it's not an easy time, but I know it's a packed schedule in Dublin. There's four matches to play over the weekend. And that's the draw we've been given. Dublin's involvement as well would be a factor. They were kind of always going to be on the Sunday. I suppose when it comes to all four teams that won at the weekend, the GAA headquarters and the CCC, they wanted to give everyone the 7-day turnaround. Was that a big factor in it?
That's a fair point, and there's no doubt about that. And players, look, with the conditions there, the warm conditions and all that, and a very intensive game, so it's only right that a team would get an extra day out as well there. You know, there's no doubt about that, and that's part of their thinking behind this with the games. But look, it's 6:15. Look, it's not ideal. We would prefer the hour earlier, maybe 5:00 or 5:15. But look, this is what we're dealt at the moment, and we have to go to Croke Park and support our team on Saturday, and all looking forward to that.
Yeah.
It's going to be late for people getting back, but look, if we get into Northern Ireland semi-final, I think the road home will be very short. So
yeah,
Hopefully we can get it in Northern Ireland semi-final.
There'll be nobody complaining, and that'll be the hope from that point of view. The other side of it for people who can't make the game, Martin, is again, and whether this was a Saturday or a Sunday issue, I don't know. I know it's the last two picks that GAA Plus have of the year in terms of exclusivity for their product. But Kerry again behind the paywall. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, very disappointing injury. I think we've only seen one game on free tier this year, and that was the Munster final against Cork. It's disappointing again that Kerry fans at home and abroad are left in limbo. They have to go on to GAA Plus, and of course listen to those two great commentators, Tim and Ambrose there as well. But it is disappointing. I thought we might get a break this time for supporters, that we would have a free tier on RT and see the games. But no, it's a problem again. I just don't know why we're not getting the break in that score, to be honest about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can ever remember a year. And look, I know there was an issue with the World Cup in terms of availability for broadcasting, that the Kerry-Kildare game didn't even make TV. But for Kerry not to be on free-to-air at all, four games and no free-to-air element of it, it seems particularly bad this year, whatever is the reason behind that.
It is. I know we have the World Cup there as well in the way, but surely to God, like, you know, these are our national games. These are our games. This competition will be over in the All-Ireland final will be over at the end of July, you know, and it's only a couple of days to try and show the games, but it's just not happening. I don't know where it's gone wrong. There have been various meetings, I believe, there with Gerald Burns there in the Dáil there in the last.
The Raptors committee, yeah, there's been questions about it a lot by a lot of Kerry senators and TDs, Mike Kennelly, Michael Cahill, asking the questions. But he's saying, look, this is about funding. It's about funding the GAA. But there's another side to that, Martin. Is the question, should there be a rule brought in that one county can only be subject to a number of GAA Plus games per season, maybe? Would that be an idea?
Well, it probably would. That should be a proposition that should be put out there, maybe, and try and help the situation. Like it's totally unfair. We're not blowing the trumpet. We are all Ireland champions, and surely we should be seeing more than one game in the year so far. You know, hopefully we get the semi-final, and there won't be an issue then. But it won't be behind the paywall. It'll be on RT. But I think it's not right. It's not right the second week in the game in a row, you know, to not be able to see the games. I don't realise, you know, the rural areas in County Kerry where there's no internet, broadband isn't great, and people do not be able to won't be able to see the games. It's quite disappointing.
Yeah, we're seeing some clubs reacting to that and bringing some older people in to watch the matches who can't get access to it, as an example of that.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, yeah. My own area here in Larrikinpoin, we installed a screen there a year and a half ago for the same reason, to get the people into the community here as well. And my other neighbouring club down the road, St. Finnis, have done the same. And I think there's more clubs trying to do the same as well, to get the elderly people and young and old that are not going to Croke Park, that wouldn't have been able to see the game. They're getting into their communities and to be able to see the games.
So you think that will be happening this Saturday, Martin, do you think, for different areas?
Oh yes, absolutely. It will be happening this Saturday. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, people will want to see the games. They want to see the All Ireland quarter final. You're playing Tyrone in an All Ireland quarter final, and you hope to progress on to semi final. You know, so people will want to see the game, and I think you're going to see more and more of it if things don't change. I think things will have to change. We need to sell our games, and we need to let people see our games. You know, you can't just progress this way without showing the games with our national...
There is a question as well about the viewership, because in other models and other sports, whenever you put something behind a paywall, you get a lower viewership because it's just not on there easily accessible for people. So there's a price to be paid in terms of the profile of the games. Now, the GAA aren't releasing the figures for what the viewership is on GAA Go. It's commercially sensitive information, but we're not getting, I suppose, the full picture as to what's happening in terms of how accessible the game is to the wider population.
Well, I go back to the game about the internet and broadband in the areas. That's why it's not accessible to people, because people don't have it, and they just can't see the game, or they can't buy the game to be able to see it. You know, they're not prepared for it. That's the thing about it. But I think it's only right that we know how much how much they're getting from it in the games.
Yeah,
I think that's an important thing.
And how many people are actually looking at it, as opposed to what it would have attracted if it was on free-to-air television?
Yeah. I mean, there is a reason there. They know very well, like I said, that if it was on television, that the viewership would be way up.
That
would be known. Yeah. Going this way, there is a problem here. We can't get it. We can't get the GA Plus in places, and that's it. We just can't get it.
Okay. Martin, on the wider sense of it, obviously calls have been put out as well for trying to help Kerry fans get to and from Croke Park at the weekend. You mentioned the time of the game. It'll be difficult. Trains, I know buses will take people up and they'll get people home safely, but all three trains out of Killarney on Saturday morning that would get you to Dublin in time for the game are sold out. There's one train where there are tickets still available, a few tickets. That's the 20-2, gets you into Dublin at 5 o'clock. You just about would make it across the city to get into your seat in Croke Park. It'd be a run, though. But nothing on the way down. No trains available on the way down. No, you'd be hopeful that situation would change.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Definitely, CIA should have a look at this and reverse it. There's no point in taking people up to Dublin and not bringing them back down. That's not suitable at all. That's no service to give to the people. They deserve more than that. When you take them to the place, you must be able to return them back home again that night, at whatever time it will be. I'm sure this will have to be looked into, because there's only so many coaches out there, and a lot of people nowadays, with traffic on the road, they prefer to go by train or go by buses. You know, it makes a lot of sense. You have less cars probably going in and moving to Dublin City for parking facilities and all that, if you can organise buses and organise trains. But if you take them by train, Jerry, you must be able to bring them back. That's the main point.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get some word on that. And it is made more difficult. Obviously, it is the time of the year. It is the height of the summer. The other aspect, though, is that Cork are playing Mayo. So there will be a big Cork crowd on any of those trains coming out of Cork into Mallow, which will put extra pressure on. So the demand is high anyway for both counties heading up.
Absolutely, you have two counties coming from the south, and they're coming. They'll be hitting the same rail line going up the road. Yeah, as you say, coming into Mallow, and Kerry people going into Mallow as well. So it's going to cause a major problem. You know, you mentioned there about the trains not coming back, but what's the story with the trains from Cork coming back to Cork that night? Are they being facilitated, I wonder?
There are trains coming from Mallow, and there are later trains which would get you back. I suppose the question is what time the game ends, if it goes to extra time or not. But as things stand, you know, aside from one train at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's almost sold out. Every other train from Mallow is by and large sold out for the day to get you into it. Again, there's one train which will, if you're at 20 to 2, you'll get into Houston at 5 o'clock. 20 to 3, I should say. That's selling fast, but again, that would put you under pressure to get across the city. On the way home from that, there are trains. There's the 9 o'clock train, really, which gets you back into Mallow at 11. That's sold out. There is a 7 o'clock train, which is almost sold out, but that's no good for people going to the game because that won't get you there. The game will be the train will be gone before the game is over and you're back in Houston. So there's only one train going back down, and that is sold out. So again, even on that side of it, you'd be looking for Irish Rail to put on extra capacity there for people who travel to Mallow from Kerry and try and get up and down in the one day.
Yeah, that's true. Like, all going well, the game should finish probably around 10 to 8 or 5 to 8 at that time. But if you go 6 at a time, you're in limbo then with trains. Yeah.
And 5 to 8, Martin, you're running for Houston at 5 to 8.
You are, yeah. Exactly. You're under fierce pressure to get out of Croke Park. It's a nice journey down to Houston Station from Croke Park. No, so you're going to be fit and active to get there.
Yeah.
The time frame is too tight entirely.
Yeah, okay.
Sure that will have to be looked at.
Yeah, 100%. And hopefully we'll get news on that later today. Irish Rail has told us that they're reviewing the situation. If there is capacity, they will put it on. Okay, Martin, look, it's like you said, it's exactly the way we want to be, an All-Ireland quarter-final, and lots of demand, as you said, from Kerry fans looking to go up. But look, thanks very much for giving us your view on it on the programme this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Martin Lean there, PRO of the Kerry Supporters Club, with his views on the weekend and the GAA Plus controversy, which continues. If you've a view on it, lots of you have been getting in touch with us about that. Not happy at all with the situation. Give us your views.